Picture yourself standing on a flight line at Dover Air Force Base, early morning, the sky still purple at the edges. And through the haze, you see something that takes your brain a moment to process. The largest cargo aircraft in the United States Air Force inventory is doing something that looks at first glance like a controlled collapse. The nose is coming down. The fuselage is tilting forward. The giant machine is slowly, deliberately kneeling in front of you. It's not a malfunction. This is the Lockheed C-5M Super Galaxy performing one of its most critical functions. And if you've never seen it, it's worth understanding why that kneeling motion exists and why 28 wheels are the only way a machine this size can do its job. I'm Tower on Radio Hangar, and today we're getting into the engineering behind the Air Force's biggest airlifter. Before we get there, let me bring in today's sponsor. Today's aviation is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, now. The C-5M Super Galaxy. To understand why the landing gear on this aircraft is so unusual, you have to understand the mission first. Strategic airlifters don't just haul cargo. They move armies, tanks, attack helicopters, mobile artillery, armored vehicles, massive quantities of ammunition and fuel and spare parts. The kind of equipment that if you tried to load it onto a normal aircraft with a standard rear ramp at a forward operating location with no ground support infrastructure would take so long that by the time you were wheels up, the tactical situation you were responding to would already be over. The C-5M's job is to move that heavy equipment from a base in the continental United States to a forward location on the other side of the world as fast as possible. And as fast as possible doesn't just mean flight time, it means ground time. The time it takes to load, the time it takes to unload, the total time from main gear touchdown to the equipment rolling off the ramp and becoming mission capable on the other end. That's where the kneeling mechanism changes everything. Here's the standard loading problem. You have a vehicle, say an M1 Abrams tank or a Black Hawk helicopter with its rotors folded, and you need to get it into the cargo hold of an aircraft. The cargo floor is elevated several feet off the ground. Getting heavy equipment up to cargo floor height without proper ground support equipment is slow and complicated. And ground support equipment is not always available at the places where this aircraft needs to operate. An austere forward airfield in a contested area does not come with loading docks. The C-5M solves this by coming down to the cargo. Not all the way to the tarmac, but enough to make a fundamental difference. The kneeling system works through the main landing gear oleo struts. Using hydraulic pressure, the crew can lower the fuselage considerably toward the ground. The nose drops, and the geometry of the whole landing gear system is designed so that the cargo deck angle levels out as the aircraft descends. When the sequence is complete, the cargo floor height above the tarmac has dropped dramatically compared to normal flight configuration. Close enough to the ground that wheeled and tracked vehicles can roll on under their own power, up the ramp, without needing specialized lift equipment. The aircraft also has what's called drive-through loading capability. The nose of the C-5M is not a fixed structure. The entire visor, the nose section, swings upward and out of the way, opening the front of the aircraft completely. You've seen cargo aircraft with rear ramps. The Super Galaxy has both. The nose opens, the tail ramp lowers equipment, enters from one end and exits from the other without reversing, which matters considerably when you're talking about a tracked military vehicle in a confined space. That combination, nose loading, rear loading, drive-through configuration, and a kneeling fuselage is what allows a crew to load the Super Galaxy efficiently at an airfield where the ground support infrastructure may be minimal at best and non-existent at worst. It's not a luxury feature, it's the core of what makes the aircraft operationally relevant. The kneeling sequence itself isn't done haphazardly. Crews follow specific procedures, and the order in which the gear struts are adjusted matters for maintaining balance on the ground. The hydraulic system managing this is highly controlled. You don't want a loaded aircraft to develop a list or put asymmetric stress on the airframe while equipment is being driven aboard. The whole sequence is standard ground operations procedure, not improvisation. Now, the kneeling mechanism is impressive. But the landing gear is its own story. 28 wheels. Let's talk about why. The C-5M Super Galaxy has a maximum takeoff weight of approximately 840,000 pounds. Say that number out loud for a moment. 840,000 pounds. A fully loaded Boeing 737 MAX 9 weighs around 194,000 pounds at max takeoff. The Super Galaxy at gross weight is more than four of those aircraft stacked together. Even a Boeing 747, with its characteristic four bogey main gear and 18 wheels total, maxes out around 910,000 pounds at its heaviest variance. But the 747 operates primarily from major international airports, with thick, high-strength pavement engineered to handle it. The C-5M needs to be able to operate from airfields where that pavement is significantly less capable. This is the fundamental engineering constraint driving the wheel count. Pavement strength is typically characterized using a system called the Pavement Classification Number, or PCN. Aircraft are assigned an Aircraft Classification Number, or ACN, for an aircraft to safely operate on a given surface without causing damage, or more critically, without breaking through it. The ACN needs to be compatible with the PCN of that runway. An ACN is heavily influenced by how the aircraft's total weight is distributed across the contact patches of its tires. More wheels mean more contact patches. More contact patches mean the total load is spread across a larger surface area. That reduces the pressure per square inch that the pavement sees at any given point. Lower contact pressure means the aircraft can operate from weaker pavement without damage. This is the same principle you apply when you're doing weight and balance for a light aircraft, scaled up by orders of magnitude. You think about how your aircraft's weight loads the structure. Pavement engineers think about how your aircraft's tire contact patches load the surface beneath them. For a C-5M, that calculation has to work on runways that may have been built with far less engineering rigor than a major airfield. The 28-wheel configuration is the calculated answer to this problem. Two nose gear struts, two wheels each, give you four nose wheels. Four main gear bogies, two on each side, each carrying six wheels, gives you 24 main wheels. Four nose plus 24 main equals 28. Each of those bogies is also steerable. The main gear on the C-5M can articulate to help the aircraft navigate tight ramp areas. The rear bogies can steer in the opposite direction of the nose, which gives an aircraft nearly 250 feet long a considerably tighter turning radius than you'd expect, 247 feet. 10 inches is the published length of the Super Galaxy. The wingspan runs 222 feet, 8 inches. The tail stands 65 feet off the ground. When this aircraft taxis past you on the ramp, your brain doesn't quite scale it correctly the first time. The cargo compartment itself is approximately 36 feet wide. The ceiling height in the hold is close to 19 feet. The cargo bay runs about 143 feet from nose to tail ramp. Inside that space, the Air Force has transported M1 Abrams tanks, UH-60 Black Hawks, CH-47, Chinooks, which are not small helicopters by any measure, palletized ammunition loads, containerized fuel. The C-5M can carry multiple large helicopters simultaneously, with room to spare. There's also a passenger deck above the cargo hold. Up to 73 troops can be seated in the upper compartment, while equipment loads the cargo bay below. Moving the people and the equipment they operate on the same aircraft matters operationally. It simplifies logistics at the receiving end. The weight and balance considerations for loading the Super Galaxy are exactly what you'd expect for an aircraft in this class: complex, precise, and managed by trained specialists. Loadmasters on the C-5 program are calculating the distribution of weight across the aircraft structure with each item that goes on the ramp, managing the center of gravity in real time, accounting for fuel load and burn-off during a long overwater flight. A weight and balance error on a commercial flight can have catastrophic consequences. On an aircraft simultaneously carrying multiple armored vehicles and several helicopters, the margin for error is not something you leave to estimation. Now, the upgrade that produced the C-5M designation, the original C-5A Galaxy entered service with the Air Force in 1969. Lockheed built the aircraft to meet an Air Force requirement for a very large strategic airlifter that could operate globally with minimal dependence on forward infrastructure. The design was ambitious and the aircraft was enormous for its era. It could carry outsized cargo, the term the military uses for equipment too large for standard containers that no other aircraft in the inventory could handle. But the original TF-39 turbofan engines that powered the A variant were maintenance intensive. Reliability was an ongoing operational concern. The B variant addressed some of those issues, but by the 2000s, the Air Force recognized that the airframe, which was structurally sound, needed new power plants to remain viable through the coming decades. The C-5M upgrade program installed four General Electric F-138 turbofan engines in place of the original power plants. The F-138 is derived from the commercial CF-6 platform, and each engine produces around 50,000 pounds of thrust. Compared to the TF-39, the new engines offer substantially improved fuel efficiency, higher thrust output, and dramatically better reliability. The modernization also included a glass cockpit, updated navigation and communication systems, and improved avionics throughout. The upgrade extended the airframe's service life out toward the 2040s. The C-5M that kneels on the flight line today is a fundamentally different operational proposition from the original Galaxy. Same enormous airframe, same basic landing gear geometry, same mission. but better power plants, better systems, and a longer future ahead of it. Back to the pavement loading question for a moment, because there's a comparison worth making. The Soviet Union and later Russia developed the Antonov An-124 Ruslan to fill a similar strategic airlift role in the 1980s. The An-124 uses a multi-wheel main gear arrangement for exactly the same reasons. Enormous weight requirement for rough field capability. 24 wheels on the main bogies. The C-5M's 28 edges it out, and the underlying engineering logic is identical, even though the aircraft come from completely different design traditions. When you're solving the same physics problem, you sometimes arrive at similar answers. The An-225 Maria, the largest cargo aircraft ever built, carried 32 wheels before it was destroyed on the ground at Hostomel Airport in the early days of the Russia-Ukraine war in 2022. Each step up in aircraft size requires a fresh look at the pavement loading equation. The answer is always more wheels. For the United States Air Force, the C-5M and the C-17 Globemaster III together form the backbone of strategic and tactical airlift. They are not redundant systems. They solve different parts of the same problem. The C-17 is smaller, more versatile, and can operate from shorter and less prepared strips than the Super Galaxy. It was specifically designed for austere field performance. It can land on unprepared surfaces, reverse under its own power, and operate from runways that would give a C-5M crew serious pause. The C-17 is also more common. The Air Force operates well over 200 of them. The C-5M's advantage over the C-17 is sheer capacity. It can carry cargo the C-17 cannot. When the equipment that needs to move exceeds what a C-17 can hold, when you need to move multiple large helicopters at once, when the item is too long or too heavy for anything else in the inventory, that's when the Super Galaxy gets the call. Right now, there are fewer than 50 C-5M aircraft in the Air Force fleet. They operate primarily out of Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, Travis Air Force Base in California, and Lackland in Texas. They fly continuously because the demand for strategic airlift doesn't follow a schedule. Natural disasters, contingency deployments, humanitarian operations, sustained combat support. The Super Galaxy flies whatever the mission requires. When you see this aircraft kneeling on the flight line, it's not performing a spectacle. Every minute that fuselage spends lowered to the ground is time being cut from the loading clock. That's engineering working in service of the mission. 28 wheels distributing 800,000 pounds across concrete that wasn't built for it. A hydraulic bow to the tarmac that turns load time into departure time. That's the Super Galaxy doing its job. Thanks to Simple Flying for the original reporting on this one. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower, clear skies.